and gentlemen, please welcome with his family and friends, Mr. Earl Scruggs.
Roots, you ain't going no way now. Ooh-wee, Thank you. I'm going to introduce everybody to you. My name's Gary Scruggs, and thanks a lot. Thank you very much. Over on the electric guitar and mandolin, if you've ever seen Elton John in concert, you've probably seen him playing guitar. That's John Jorgensen, right there. Back on the drums, one of the founders of Dead Reckoning Records, great record label, Harry Stinson, drums and vocals. Over on acoustic guitar, and later on mandolin, he's the leader of a band called Whitewaters. This is Brad Davis. Brad's been on tour with Billy Bob Thornton, and he has survived, so he's a strong man. On fiddle, leader of a band called Longview, who are currently listed number one in the bluegrass charts, this is Glenn Duncan. On acoustic guitar, he's been busy producing the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band on the Circle 3 album. This is my brother, Randy Scruggs. And last but not least, and first most, member of the Country Music Hall of Fame, this is my father, Earl Scruggs. CD, CD's titled Earl Scruggs and Friends. This is Randy singing the one called Passing Through.
Borrowed love.
on guitar and Dad on banjo. It's called the Black Mountain Rag and or Blues.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Here's John Jorgensen singing one's called Ashes of Love.
One, two, three.
Consisted just of a fiddle and a banjo. This is called Sally Was a Good One. Thank you.
Thank you.
cold dark night, someone was killed beneath the candle light. There were a few at the scene, and they all did agree that the man who ran the blue daylight like me. Well, the judge said, son, what is your alibi? If you were somewhere else, well, you won't have to die. Well, I spoke not a word, though it meant my life, for I had been in the arms of my best friend's wife. Not a true story, by the way. That was made up. We're going to get Dad over on guitar now. Play a song that was originally done by the original Carter family. It's called "You Are My Flower."
snow begins to fall. You can sing a song and say it's going on. You are my flower that's blooming in the mountains of the wild. You are my flower that's blooming there for me. So wear a happy smile and your life will be worthwhile. Forget the tears, but don't forget the smile. You are my flower that's blooming in the mountain so high.
Gospel song for you called Paul and Silas. Paul and Silas found in jail
all night long.
Paul and Silas found in jail
all night long.
Paul and Silas found jail
all night long,
crying, who shall deliver for me? Then Paul and Silas prayed in jail
all night long.
Paul and Silas prayed in jail
all night long.
Paul and Silas prayed in jail
all night long,
crying, who shall deliver for me?
Thank you. going to work on the railroad.
I ain't either. It's always fun to come to Colorado. Last time we were here was Telluride, and this is, I must say, this is just as beautiful. Women are especially beautiful, I do believe. Yeah. There's one called Rolling in my Sweet Baby's Arms. Theme song for a TV series called Beverly Hillbillies. We're going to get him to play it for you now, and Harry Stinson is going to do the honors on the vocals. It's called The Ballad of Jed Clampett.
Story about
about a man named Jim. Poor mountaineer, barely kept his family fed. And one day he was shooting at some food, and up from the ground come a bubbling crew. Oil, that is Texas tea, black gold. Well, the first thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. Can folks, what they say? Said California is the place you ought to be. So they loaded up their trucks and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is, swimming pools, movie stars. It's time to say goodbye to Jed and all his kin. We would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. I'd like to invite you back again to this locality. To have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Beverly Hillbillies, that's what they call them now. Nice folks. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Instrumental in 1949 that won a Grammy for him in 1969, I believe it was, and won another Grammy for him this year, I'm proud to say. Quite an accomplishment. This was a theme song for a movie called Bonnie and Clyde, and this is called The Foggy Mountain Breakdown.